Who the Halevi, who was born round or about 1075 and died in 1141, is most probably one of the greatest philosophers, poets, rabbis in Jewish history, certainly from the golden age of Spain. His magnum opus, his great work, is of course the Sefer HaKuzari. The Vilna Gaon said about the Sefer HaKuzari that that is the substance, the foundation of all of Jewish belief. In the Sefer HaKuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is describing a dialogue that took place between the king of the Khazars and one of Chachmei Yisrael, one of the rabbis of Israel. Something that had taken place a few hundred years before the time of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. And he builds the book, the Sefer, around the imaginary dialogue between the king, a king who had been having constant dreams that his intentions are good, but his actions are not. He was a pious, a well-meaning individual, but it seems he keeps having these dreams that whatever he does, it's just not good enough. And so he decides that he's going to speak with people of various intellectual and faith communities and begin a search for the truth. He had decided in advance that he's not going to talk to the Jews, because they're a despised people. We're talking about 6th, 7th century. Absolutely nothing has changed since then. And because they're a small people and they're despised and they're hated and they're hunted, they obviously are not the repository of truth. So he speaks to a philosopher and he's left absolutely cold. As far as the philosopher is concerned, there are no deeds or actions that God likes or God doesn't like. Just as long as you have a good heart, you're okay. That's not enough for him. He knows that that's not the answer. He speaks to a Christian, he speaks to a Muslim, and after questioning them, he always ends up back that, well, we believe such and such because it says so in the Bible. So he sees everybody goes back to the Bible. Until quite reluctantly he decides that he's going to speak to a Jew. And even the way it's written, it's sort of like, all right, I'll speak to this Jew. The Christian and the Muslim had told the king, both of them said that we believe in God who created heaven and earth, the architect of the great cosmos, the Milky Way, the stars, the planets, the endless awesome world which we all inhabit. And then in number two we have the response, the opening response of the Kuzari, meaning the Chaver, the Talmud Chacham. It's the Chaver and the Kuzari is the king. Amalo HaChaver, and I just want to read one line over here because I know that number one precedes number two. So we're going to have to get back to one right away. Ani ma'amin, number two. The Talmud Chacham tells the king of the Khazars, Ani ma'amin b'lokei Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. I believe in the God of Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, asher hotziat b'nei Yisrael ba'otot u'b'moftim mi'mitzrayim, who took the children of Israel with signs and great miracles out of Egypt. Okay. We'll get back and complete it. The king says in the next paragraph, Lo chinam hechlatati barishona lo lishol et hayehudim. It's not for naught that I had decided at first not to ask the Jews. Midati, because I knew. Ki shalshelet hakabalah etzlam nitka, that their chain of tradition has been severed mikvar a long time already, v'datam nitmata, and their intellectual capacity has become small. Kidalutam, because their poverty and their penury, Lo hi nicha lahem midah tova, didn't leave them with any good measure at all. They're really a despised people. By the way, the subtitle of the Sefer HaKuzri is the defense of the despised religion. That's what Rav Yehuda Levi wants to do. He wants to come to the defense of the despised religion. It's very interesting that they didn't bring him up on trial, because, you know, they should have brought him to the Hague on trial. You can't simply defend despised religion or despised people without getting the permission of the nations of the world. But that's what he did. And he says, the king says, shouldn't you have said, just like the Christian and just like the Muslim said, shouldn't you have said, I believe in the God who created heaven and earth? You tell me you believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who took you out of Egypt. You Jew. The way he writes it, you can already tell, Jew. Shouldn't you have said, that you believe in the one who created the world, and put it in order, and rules the world? He is the one who created you. He provides you the bread that you need. Shouldn't you have used similar descriptions of the divine, that you believe in the omnipotent, the omniscient, the almighty, the all-powerful? You should have used some kind of grand terminology talking about the God of the whole universe. That's what you should have answered, just like the Christian and just like the Muslim. Bohem yamin kol baldat. Anybody who has religion believes in that kind of a God. Ubiglolom shoefu el haemet v'lat tzedek. And that's why men, religious people, desire truth and righteousness. Because we want to be similar to God in his wisdom and in his righteousness or charity. So he's very, the king is very upset. This opening comment by the Talmud Chacham has upset him. So Rav Yehuda Levi is going to tell him, listen, a little savlanut. Just give me a little time and I'll explain to you exactly what I had in mind. Now we're going back to number one. Number one is the Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra appears in his Perush on the Ten Commandments in Parshat Yitro. And he says, Sha'olani Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Take a look at number one. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi asked me this. There were a few times, they were very close friends, the Evan Ezra and Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. And there are a number of places in Torah where the Evan Ezra says, I was asked a question by Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Sha'olani Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi menuchato kavod. I imagine it must have been after Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi had died. Lomo hizgir anochi Hashem lekecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim v'lo amar she'asiti shamayim v'aretz. The same question that the king of the Khazars asks the Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi asked the Ibn Ezra, when God introduces himself to the Jewish people, what's the first, and for that matter, only direct communication? The Ten Commandments. Onoti Hashem Elokecha, I am God, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Why didn't God say to the Jewish people, I am the God who created heaven and earth? Vani Asiticha, not only did I create heaven and earth, I made you. You're all my creatures. The Evan Ezra says, V'zot haita tshuvati elav. This was my answer to Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Da, you should know. We're not going to have to read through all of it, just a little bit. Da, you should know, ki ein ma'alot bnei adam shavot be'emunatam b'libam. You should know that the level of faith of each person is not similar necessarily to the level of faith of another. It depends on our intellectual capacity. Faith commitment or belief is not similar by every human being. Shehem ma'aminim b'shem hanichbad ki harabim ma'aminim l'hashmat oznayim shiyom lehem adoneim kacha. there are all sorts of reasons why people believe in the existence of God. There are those who believe because they heard masters or people greater than them tell them, you know, we believe in God. Ulamala mehem, there is a level above. Sherozer katuv b'divrei haTorah shenatan Hashem leMoshe. There are those who say, listen, I learned Chumash. When I was a little boy, I learned Chumash. And in Torah, it says that there's a God. But these people, im yavo apikodes la'ar'er, if a non-believer is going to come and he's going to question them, ki ein Elohim, and say that there is no God, yosimu yodom lepihem, they will put their hands to their mouths. You know, they don't know what to answer. You know, they heard that there is a God. They may even have read that there's a God, but they have no intellectual understanding what it all means. They can't prove it. They can't prove it. So then if somebody is going to question them, they put their hands by their mouths, ki lo yedu lo hoshiv, they won't know how to answer. Now, v'asher nesol libo, then there are people who are greater, whose hearts have already raised and lifted them, lilmod chachmot, to learn wisdom, shehen kemo ma'alot la'alot behem el makom chefzo, wisdom are the steps by which one rises to a greater understanding of the world. So then, el makom chefzo yakir ma'aseh Hashem, b'matkonet, u'batzmachim, u'bachayot, u'beguf ha'adam b'atzmo. There are those who will be able to arrive at an understanding that is God when they take a look at the natural world around them. It's an unbelievable, amazing world. The world of flora and fauna. The world of living beings. The world... The human body is absolutely magnificent. And there are those who, through the natural world, come to an understanding that there's a God. Sheyeda baisa kol eva ve'eva kifi ha'tolado, the person, especially one who's going to know each organ of the body, my, he has to arrive at some kind of an understanding to grasp that there's a creator who made it all. He may even begin to understand why God made man or animal in this particular way. And then there are all of those who are able to even understand the universe. That's what God made in this world. This world that is in the middle of the whole cosmos. There are even those who can figure out when there's going to be an eclipse of the sun, or when there's going to be an eclipse of the moon. We're talking about people who really understand how the world works. All right. The Ebenezer is going to say the following. In sum, he's going to say, God introduces himself to the Jewish people, so he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am God, your God. And all that means. Now the intellectual will be able to understand Hashem Elokecha, Yudke Vavke, the God of the cosmos, the God who created everything, the God who made everything, and what an amazing world he created. But then, since people are different, not everybody is able to grasp such powerful and profound ideas about God. Then there are the common folk. The common folk, you know how they recognize God? Asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kindelach, I took you out of Egypt. Mi beis avodim, from the house of slavery. I took you out. So Ebenezer says that of course God is speaking to the intellectual when he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and you should know that this means everything that is encompassed with the idea and the knowledge of God. But not everybody is capable of grasping such profound ideas. So for us, the plain folk, he says, listen, all you have to know is, I took you out of the land of Egypt. End of Eben Ezra. All right. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, his whole approach, that which makes the Kuzri unique, is that in the Sefer HaKuzri, he places great emphasis on the historic experiences of the Jewish people. He does not go into any profound proofs of the existence of God. He says events that took place in history take on a life of their own. And by virtue of the fact that we were the beneficiaries of God's goodness and greatness, this has become a fact. It is a fact that we have transmitted from generation to generation. We don't need the great intellectual exercises of proving the existence of God. Others may need it. We don't need it. All right. One may be left with the impression as though Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is like every man's Judaism. If you want the simple, easy way, and you want to know that there is a God and God exists, so just take a look at Jewish history. And he says, of course, that anything that we saw with our own eyes is something that becomes an event in history that does not require any further proof. Nobody's going to ask, prove to me that there was a Second World War. Nobody's ever going to ask, bring me proof that there was a Napoleon, that there was an Alexander the Great. Events that in fact took place are those that therefore become alive, and they're facts of history. Jewish history is a fact of history. We were there at the foothills of Sinai, and we heard God speak to us. We were in Egypt, and we emerged from Egypt. So now, I say, that at first glance, one might think that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is, you know, sort of a popularized version of Jewish philosophy. What is it? Is it, would they call it today philosophy for idiots? What is it? Saw all the idiot books? There's Judaism for idiots. There are, for dummies? It's dummies, not idiots? No, there must be another publication for idiots, for dummies. Yeah, there's, okay? That, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is Judaism for dummies, okay? And therefore, if you're not really up to the cosmological or the ontological or the other teleological, illogical proofs of God, of the existence of God, so then you have Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. You can always fall back on Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Judaism for dummies. Along comes a gentleman by Professor Heinemann, and this Professor Heinemann wrote a major essay on Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's Kuzari. And I just have one paragraph over here, and this paragraph is going to open up a whole new world in an understanding of what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi said. It's number 3. Hadat. It's worthwhile to go through this and know it well. Everything else is going to be based on this one paragraph. Hadat lefi tfisat Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, religion, according to the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi grasps it, makira et Elokim mitoch hofa'ato v'hidgaluto. Religion recognizes and knows God from his appearance in the world and the way in which he reveals himself. And I'll tell you first what he's going to say. He says, there's absolutely no way, or certainly very little way, for anybody to be able to even partially grasp an unknown God. You have to be an Avraham Avinu. You have to be an Avraham Avinu, a genius, in order to be able to grasp God. But the rest of the world, and we're talking about the Greek intellectuals, you can't begin to grasp God unless you see how he reveals himself in the world and how he appears. if you can understand that well, if you can see how he reveals himself, then you may be ready to begin an intellectual search of God. But you can't even begin, regardless of how brilliant you are, you can't begin to in any way truly understand or grasp what God is all about unless you begin with his appearance and his revelation in history. Shekein hamusag hamalei shel hadavar ha'eloki, the complete grasping of this idea of God's word, mitchamek hitchamkut gimura mitvisat ha'seichel. It slips and slithers away completely. It simply is ungraspable by the mind. Verak mitoch ha'hidgalut, it's only as a result of God's revelation, umitoch ha'historia efshar la'hagialav, and from history you can arrive at it. You can begin to grapple with the knowledge and understanding of God. Dafke b'chayei ha'emuna, it's only through the life of faith, boli de'gili mashehu, you begin to reveal something. Asher la'olam lo yitafes ha'yedei ha'tvuna atzma, something that will never be grasped by intellect alone. You'll never be able to grasp it. Anybody who says that he's able to grasp and understand the knowledge of God without seeing God in history is not telling the truth. V'rag b'dieved, it's only after the fact, la'achar she'oto davar gunav el sedei ha'yedia, after that idea of God in history has stealthily made its way into the field of one's knowledge, mitoch ha'hofaot ha'historiot, from God's appearances in history, yuchal limtzo et bituyo b'lishon ha'musagim ha'mufshatim. Only after that can you begin to talk about God in abstract terminology. You can't begin to grasp, to talk, to think about God unless you have a real solid recognition of God's appearance in history. And then he adds by saying, Dafke machshava mekorit zu, this original thought, mashvel mifalo shel ha'levi et gedulato, gives what Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi did, gives it its greatness. Ha'ole ala machshava ha'mumutzat shel yemei ha'binayim. And this is what raised him well above the average understanding of philosophers during the period of the Middle Ages, in medieval days. You know what he's saying? Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is not Jewish belief for dummies. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi's Kuzri is the key that unlocks Judaism for greater intellectuals. You can't begin to touch Judaism unless you fully grasp that there is a God of history who has engaged and encountered the Jewish people time and time again. And the first encounter was Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim MiBeit Avadim. The idea that God took us out of Egypt from the house of bondage, this is the foundation, the pillar on which the entire edifice of Judaism rises. Without it, it's nothing. Anybody who's going to try and tell you that he is so brilliant that he is able to grasp Judaism without this, you can tell him that he's not saying the whole truth. If he has been able to grasp something, it is because the history of the Jewish people is already part of his consciousness. And it's only on that that one is able to build. Without it, it's all nothing. Therefore, turns the whole Sefer HaKuzri and his historical approach to Judaism into something far, far different than we might have imagined otherwise. All right? Now here comes the rest. It means, therefore, that the fundamental mitzvah of Pesach, Sipur, Yetziat, Mitzrayim, relating the story of Egypt, is not something that we might have thought you know, little children whose eyes are trying to close, and you're keeping them awake, and you're telling them a bedtime story about Yetziat Mitzrayim, as though this is a story for little kinderlach. We're not going to call them dummies, we'll call them Judaism for little children. But the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, we know all about it. Oh, no, no, no. It means that Yetziat Mitzrayim is so fundamental to all of Jewish philosophy. Nothing moves without Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. I'll tell you, I'm going to take you one step further. Our rabbis tell us in a number of places that God fulfills mitzvahs too. The Gemara says, how do we know that God wears tefillin, that God puts on a talus? God fulfills mitzvahs too. Do you know what we heard the first mitzvah God fulfilling? He also tells the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Onochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mipeit Avadim. The first sentence in the Ten Commandments is God fulfilling the mitzvah of relating the story of Egypt. And just as our relating the story is an expression of our love for God, so too God's love of his people is expressed by the fact, Kindelach, you know what, Kindelach? I care about you. I took you out of Egypt. I took you out of the house of bondage. And not only did I care about you then, but I care about you at every moment in Jewish history, in every moment of world history. You should know I'm there. There's a story about a conversation that took place between the Yid HaKudosh, one of the greats of the Hasidic world, a conversation between him and Rab Simcha Binim Mipshischa. Rab Simcha Binim said to the Yid HaKudosh, do you know what the foundation of my faith is? The Pasuk, Se'u Marom Einechem Uru'u Mi Bara Eila. I have that Pasuk in number 6, Yeshayahu. It's underlined. Yeshayahu says, Se'u Marom Einechem, lift your eyes on high, Uru, and take a look, Mi Bara Eila. Who created this all? Who created the whole world? Hamotzi B'mispar Tzvayim, the God who counts all of the heavenly bodies as he brings them out. Lukulam b'shem yikra, all of the heavenly bodies. There are millions of them. There are billions of them. And he has a name for each one. Where did it all come from? Merov onim v'amitz koach, the one who has great strength and great might. Ishlo nedor, there's nobody. Nobody missing. He knows everybody. He knows everybody. He knows everything. Sir Simcha Binim said, the fundamental expression of faith is Se'u Marom Einechem. By the way, the Baal HaTurim says on the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is most probably the Pasuk that expresses the idea of the knowledge of God, the intellectual knowledge of God. So, Shema Yisrael, so he says the word Shema, 3 letters, Se'u Marom Einechem. Shema Yisrael represents the knowledge of God through the cosmos, through the whole universe. That's what Rav Simcha Binim said to the Yid HaKudosh. So the Yid HaKudosh responded by saying, you know what would be better? I suggest it would be better if the fundamental pasuk of our faith would be Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeit Avadim. That would be better. So Rav Simcha Binim said, there was always the question, why didn't God introduce himself to the Jewish people by saying, I'm the one who created heaven and earth, and I created you? So the Yid HaKudosh said, if God would have introduced himself to the Jewish people by saying, I am the one who is that mighty and that awesome and that powerful that I created heaven and earth, Do you know what impression we might be left with? I'm the great creator, but I'm not really personally involved with you. I don't have anything to do with you. God is mighty. You know, he's pretty busy. He's got a whole world, a whole universe that he has to deal with. I'm going to come bother him about my little problems when he's dealing with the whole universe. So the Yud HaKadosh says, that's why the Rebbeinu Shem comes and he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibeit Avadim, I'm God who took you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You should know, he said, I took you out of the blood. I took you out of the butts. I took you out of the mud. And I'm always there. And I'll always be ready to take you out. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim is not only an intellectual exercise. Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a statement that says, I care. I care. I know. I'm involved. I'm going to come to your aid and your assistance. Infinitely more powerful than the statement of, I am God who created heaven and earth. Okay, that's fine. Okay, Rebbeinu, you created heaven and earth. I'm really impressed. But it doesn't come anywhere close to the idea of, I heard your pain. I knew of your suffering. I suffered with you. Anochi e'elcho gam olo. Anochi e'reidimcho. I'm going to go down with you. Va'anochi e'elcho gam olo. And I'm going to go up with you. I'm there with you. I was there with you. I care about you. I'm involved with you. And that's really, I'm beginning to feel that may be the whole message of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not merely thanksgiving. Not only the saying Todah Rabba, it becomes a major expression not only of faith, but of the great relevance of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for every moment in history. It's always relevant. It's always meaningful. And boy, we are in so much blotter. Boy, do we need somebody who's going to get us out of the blotter. Yes?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Maybe he's mad at us at this point.
Well, I really don't know what goes on high. I have to admit, I know it might be a very devastating shock for you because you think like, you know, like my wife does, that I know everything, and my kids certainly. Abba knows everything. Abba doesn't know everything. So therefore, now we're going to be able to understand a lot of things that we didn't understand before. And I'm going to take you through through the Haggadah and through other things, but I have a favorite pasuk. I have a favorite pasuk. And that favorite pasuk became so much more meaningful to me. In the Shira, Klal Yisrael say, Zekeli va'anveyu Elokei Ovi va'arom emenu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. Elokei Ovi, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. Rashi says, Zekeli, this is my God. Ro'as or shifcha alayam, a maid servant at the sea, saw more than all the great prophets saw. Zekeli va'anveyu means, as well as Rashi points out, that they were able to point with their finger and say, Zekeli. They experienced God at the sea. They experienced him. They saw his appearance and his revelation. It's Jewish history alive for them. It's only, and this is how I'm saying that this is the contribution of Rabbi Yehuda Levi. It's only the person who can say, Zekeli Vanveu, the one who has experienced God in history or believes God's appearances in history, is the one who's able to take the next step of Elokei Ovi Varom Menu, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov didn't have the benefit of Jewish history. They were the geniuses who achieved an intellectual knowledge of God. We can't do that. Do you know how we are able to rise to that point? only if we begin with Zeke Levandeu. Only if I become fully conversant and feel like I'm living Jewish history, which is God's appearance and revelation in the story of our people, only that can I begin to talk in the intellectual terms of Elokei Avi, the God of my father, Vado Vimeno. Doesn't work the other way around. In Shmon Esrei we say, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoteinu. I can only come to Elokei Avoteinu, the God of our fathers, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Kel Elyon, that awesome great God. I can only come to that understanding or even to grasp it in some way if I begin with Elokeinu. I see him in my own life, and my own life includes not just the few years that I'm here on the face of this earth. My own life includes the entire history of the Jewish people. And then we're going to see, so what's the whole point of the night of the Seder? The night of the Seder is not simply the night on which we make declarations. B'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, chayev odam lirus asatzmo, a person has to see himself ki'ilu hu yotzo mimitzchayim, as though he went out of Egypt. You know what he's doing? He's not merely connecting with Jewish history. He's living Jewish history. The Rambam has one additional word in that b'chol dor v'dor. In the Rambam's Haggadah, it says b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, chayev odam lirus asatzmo, a person is supposed to see himself ki'ilu hu yotzo, as though he went out ato. Now he went out in Mitzrayim. Not 3,500 years ago. Now. That's how you're supposed to see yourself. The night of Pesach is a recreation of that seminal event in all of Jewish history, upon which all of Jewish faith is based. So Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a great deal more than say, thank you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Ilu Lo Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God would not have taken our fathers out of Mitzrayim. Hadei Onu V'Aneinu V'Nei V'Neinu, we, our sons, and our sons' sons would all have been Mishubadim, the father of Mitzrayim. It means a great deal more than that. It means also, and that's really what the Yid HaKodesh was saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, means that I love you. I love you. Not only I care about you, I love you, and therefore I care about you. Where is that pasuk? Rambam, Maimonides. There is a pasuk in Hosea. I'll read the pasuk to you. Sometimes you can trust me even if it's not on the sheet. In Hosea, the pasuk says the following, V'anochi Hashem Elokecha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am God, your God, from the land of Egypt. Ve'elokim zulati lo teda. A God aside from me, you will not know. Umoshia ein bilti. There is none who is your savior aside from me. Ani yedaticha bamidbar. Ani yedaticha bamidbar. Be'eretz tal uvot. I knew you in the desert, in the land of horror or terror. Ani yedaticha. We've talked about this in the past. The word Lada'at, to know, doesn't merely mean intellectual knowledge. Yedaticha means, I loved you. I loved you. V'ha'odom yoda et chava ishto. Man knew his wife. His wife Chava doesn't mean, well, he knew her? Oh, please. My name is Chava. Oh, your name is Adam. No. V'ha'odom yoda et chava ishto. And it also doesn't mean that they engaged in a physical relationship that was devoid of any real knowledge and understanding of one another. For Adam Yodat Chavoshta means that he loved her. Elkanah, when he comes home with Hannah after the visit in that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that they spent in Shiloh, it says, Vayeda Elkanah et Hannah Ishto. Elkanah knew his wife Hannah. He never understood her as well as he understood her now. He never loved her as much as he loved her now. God says in Parshat Vayera,
before he destroys Sodom and Amorah, God says, am I going to conceal from Avram that which I plan on doing? I can't do that. Why? Because Yedativ, I know him. He is going to command his home and his children afterwards to keep the way of God. So Rashi says, Ki yedativ, ahavtiv, I love him. And he says, Iker loshin kulam, whenever it says the word ladat, it means a great deal more simply than knowledge. I know it's that's a hut number. Tov means much more. That I love him. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim, I love Klal Yisrael. That's what Hosea is saying. Ani yedaaticha bamidbar, I loved you in the desert. Oh, if so, this Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim is taking on a great deal more significance than we might have originally thought. It means now that the Sipur, the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, is not little kid stuff. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is so fundamental to all of Jewish belief and relevant in every moment in history. And I'll tell you, I read the Haggadah differently, and I'll take you through a few places. Avodam Ayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. Next page. Number two. Famous. Everybody knows Avodam Ayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. Vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham Biyad Chazakov Zroyu Netuya. Ve'ilu Lo Hotzi. If God would not have taken Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if the Holy One Blessed Be He, would not have taken us out of our fathers out of Egypt. Hadei Onu Vaneinu Vnei Vaneinu. We, our sons and our sons' sons, Mishubadam Ayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. We would have been enslaved to Paro Mitzrayim. Now listen. Vafilu Kulanu Chachamim, Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Zekenim, Kulanu Yodim Et HaTorah. Even if we're all wise and we're all understanding and we're all elders, we all know the Torah. Mitzvah Aleinu Lesaper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to relate the story, because this is not just plain a story. All of your chachma and all of your tevuna, all of your ability to grasp God is based on only one thing: your relationship to God that comes through Yetziat Mitzrayim. And the more that one tells about the Yetziat Mitzrayim, because the Yetziat Mitzrayim is the story of the connection, the deep, profound, abiding, and enduring connection between God and the Jewish people. And therefore, it doesn't mean that this is for little kids, and therefore, Grace Chachomim don't have to know all about it. It's the fundamental principle. It's the pillar upon which all of Yahadut stands. We go back for a moment to the first page, number four. Number four is from Parshas Veschanan. In Parshat Bo, we have the psukim that tell us about the Rosha, the Tam, and the She'eno Yodei Lishol. The Chacham, the wise son, is the one who appears in Parshas Veschanan. Now take a look. Ki Yishol Chabin Chamocha Leimor, when your son is going to ask you tomorrow, Maha Eidos Vachukim Vamishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Etchem, what are the testimonies, the statutes, and the laws that God your God commanded you? V'amar to Levincha, you know what you should tell him? Avodam Ayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. Here is this son, he's sitting by the Seder table, and you should know every year, it's like Noach. Every year, I don't know whether I'm on, I have to decide whether I'm with Noach or against Noach. Sometimes I like him, sometimes I don't. The last number of years, Noach has come out doing very, very well. The Chacham also, and sometimes I'm impressed with him, sometimes I'm not impressed with him. I'm in one of the moods in which I'm not impressed with him. You're sitting here by the Seder, now you want to know Maha Eidus, Vachukim, Vamishpatim, the testimonies, the statutes, and the laws. You know what God's answer is? Just tell him the facts.
just tell him the story. Avodim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. Avodim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. That's not a story for little kids. That's a story for chachamim, nevonim. Don't try to impress me with your intellectual knowledge of Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Let's get down to the bread and butter of Yahadut. And that's Avodim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. Avodim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. Vayotzienu Hashem b'mitzrayim b'yod chazaka. God took us out of Egypt with a strong hand. And by the way, the only place where the story is the response to a child who asks is only by the Chacham. The Rasha, there's really no communication with the Rasha, because he's not really asking because he wants to know. He's only mocking. So, you know, don't get involved with him. The Tam, Mazot, okay. The Shein Yodeh Lishol, I mean, so, all right, you have to tell him. You have to tell him the story. But the one where the Torah spells out the story is by the Chacham. Vayitin Hashemot. He gave signs and great miracles, the goyim and evil that he brought upon Egypt in Paru, behold, Beitola Einenu, before our very eyes. That's the operative word. We saw it. Einenu, this is the generation later. It's 10 generations later. Votanu Hotzimi Sham, that son who's going to ask tomorrow, and he never set foot in Mitzrayim in his life. Otanu hotzi misham. He took us out of there. Leman hovi otanu latet lanu et haaretz, in order to bring us and give us the land. Asher nishba la'avotenu. By the way, this is the only place in response to the son where God says, "Do you know what the whole purpose of the Exodus from Egypt was? The whole purpose was to bring you to Eretz Yisrael." And if somebody's going to tell you, "Wait a minute. The purpose was to bring Jews to Sinai, so you should know Sinai and receiving the Torah was just a stopover on the way to Eretz Yisrael, so they should be able to bring Torah into Eretz Yisrael. But the purpose was Leman Havi'atanu." I gave some years ago on the word Leman. Leman always means the ultimate objective, the prime goal. And here the pasuk says it in a way that it's expressed nowhere else. Leman haviotanu, in order to bring us to the land that he swore to give to our fathers. So it's quite clear why Avodim Ayinu says, and if we would all be chachamim and nevonim and zakenim and yodim et haTorah, we have to tell the story of Mitzrayim, because all of the chachma and all of the tuna is based on the idea that we have experienced God in history, and that he cares about us. He's involved with us. He loves us. When we're going to come to the four sons, see number five, we're going to jump around. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, right after five it says, Chacham, Mahu Omer, Maha Eidos, Vachukim, HaMishpatim, Asher Tziv, Hashem Elokeinu Etchem, Va'af Ato Emor Lo, Ki Hilchot HaPesach. By the way, in the Haggadah, we don't give the Chacham the answer that Torah says we should give. The answer that Torah says we should give to the Chacham is Avodah Bayinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim, that we say to all of the children. What do we say over here? Why did the Baal Haggadah do this? Why doesn't he say the answer that Torah said? Avodah Bayinu L'Farah B'Mitzrayim. So he says, V'afatam, oh Lord, you tell him the laws of Pesach. Ein maftidin achara pesach afikoman. And everybody asks, every halach is very important. Ein maftidin achara pesach afikoman means that after eating of the carbon pesach, you weren't permitted to eat anything afterwards. Why weren't you permitted to eat anything afterwards? So that the taste of the carbon pesach should remain in one's mouth. You know what the Baal HaGod is telling the Chacham? Not only do you have to hear this story, not only do you have to relate this story, but it has to linger. You have to take hold of this story and let it last, because everything depends on the story. And then take a look, number three. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer, b'Rabbi Yehoshua, They were all sitting around the Seder in Bnei Brak. And they were telling the story of the exodus from Egypt that whole night. Now here I have my own pshat on the basis of what we're saying.
Until their students came and they said to them, Rabotenu, Higiazman Kriyachma Shel Shachris. The time for Kriyachma has arrived.
So of course it's all, they have to tell, the students have to tell them that the time has come for Kriyachma Shel Shachris. Wadid.
But on the basis of what we're saying, I like this.
What have we really been saying according to Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi? You know how you arrive at Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? Do you know how you arrive at Se'u Moro Meinechem, lift up your eyes and see who created this? Do you know how you're able to come to an appreciation and some kind of a grasp of the God who created heaven and earth? Only through Sipu Yitziat Mitzrayim, if you know of him in history and how he reveals himself, then you can go the next step. These great people were telling to their students the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and then you know what the students tell them? Rebbe, you prepared us to say Kriyat Shema. You prepared us for Shema Yisrael. You have given us all of the underpinning that we need in order to build the great intellectual edifice. It all starts with Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, and from there we can go on to Shema Yisrael. I like it. Nearly as much as I like Zekeli Vanveyu Elekeyovi Vararumenu. The only one who can come to Elekeyovi is the one who says Zekeli. But thanks, it made me feel good. I like that one. All right. And by the way, here again we have all of these great Talmidei Chachamim are talking about Yetziat Mitzrayim all night. It's for the brilliant. It's for the wise. It's for everybody. But sometimes I have a feeling, this is my own little prejudice, sometimes the brilliant needed a little bit more than we commoners. We commoners, you know, we're not so smart. So therefore, we believe there's a God, and we believe God cares, and we say Tillim, and we pray. Sometimes when you get a little bit too intellectual, you may lose the sense of a connectedness with Rabbeinu Shalom. It all begins with Yitziat Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. There are other parts of the Haggadah that now become understood. Number 6. Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah hayu avoteinu. At first, our fathers were idolaters. V'achshav now kervonu hamakom la'avodatau. God has brought us close to his service. You know how he brought us close? Because of Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim. We can begin to grasp the idea of God. Otherwise, we couldn't grasp it. Our time is running out. Number 7, next page. Number 7. V'hi sha'amda l'avoteinu v'lanu. Everybody wants to know, what does v'hi sha'amda? What is it that stood us in good stead? And there are many answers. And there's our new answer for today. V'hi sha'amda, there are those who say, it refers to the Brit bein habetachin, the covenant between the parts, between God and Avraham Avinu. V'hi sha'amda l'avoteinu v'lanu, I say, is the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. What did we say in the name of, what did we say in the name of the Yid HaKudosh? What did we say? Rebbeinu Shelolam, you took us out of the butts. You took us out of the mud. V'hi sha'amda l'avoteinu v'lanu. That promise, that knowledge, that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom that's going to take us out of the butts, and I believe that it applies even when we make the butts ourselves. V'hi sha'amda l'avoteinu v'lanu, shelo echad bulvad omad aleinu l'chaloteinu, not one alone, elo shebechol dor v'dor omad aleinu l'chaloteinu, in every generation they rise up against us. God, is this true? Unbelievable. V'akodesh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. Just like you took us out, just as Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei picha mi'aretz Mitzrayim b'beit avadim, you're going to take it. V'hi she'amda, the whole story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. The whole story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. And therefore therefore it becomes very important during the course of the Haggadah, we also say, V'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, you don't have this here, V'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim, and I will pass through Mitzrayim, Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Sorof, I alone, Ani B'chvodi U'ba'atzmi. There is nobody else as an intermediary. When it comes to the Hatzolah, saving of Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Hashem himself is the one who does it. So I just see a completely different or new dimension to me anyway, to the whole mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. No way, by no stretch of the imagination, is it something for little kinderlach. You know what it does? It's for us. And for us it has to be a sense that any knowledge of God, can only be based on that belief, the revelation of God in history, and the fact that He cares. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei picha me'aretz Mitzrayim mibeit avadim. That God loves, He cares, He's involved, not merely, but what would I have if... So He created heaven and earth. If He created heaven and earth, what's most significant is the fact that He's intimately and involved in not only the history of Klal Yisrael, but in the present of Klal Yisrael. That's it.